I don't. I'll have to look out there, Robert, to see if I've got one out there in the barn. I've got some out there that belong to a silent key that I'm selling for his widow. But I don't. There's a couple of different mag mounts, but I don't know if there's one that has a SO239 down, you know, on the bottom of it coming out of the magnet. If not, we'll see what we can find for you.
But you know, in fact, I was supposed to get with you about those two things. I had two of them a couple of weeks ago. She wanted $20 for the pair of them, didn't she?
Yeah, Roger, I've still got those.
Of the spirit anyway, to get a couple spares here. Never have one too. It's in his latter days. So I just thought I'd try this thing tonight and screwed it on the back because I wanted to know what size it was. Didn't come in the package. But it seemed to be a decent antenna. I don't know what the signal sounds coming in, but it sounds better me holding it in my hand than that tram on the roof.
It depends on the location there, Robert. It really does. But you're pretty good in as a repeater. You've got just a little bit of white noise. It's not objectionable at all. You're almost full quieting. But there's just a little bit of white noise. But it's sounding good from Clinton.
Well, thank you very much. And like I said, you never can trust what these QYTs put out. I don't think they put out 25 watts. Pretty much probably like 16.894 or something like that. But apparently I'm a better ground than a Toyota. So I can't hold a radio like this forever. If I can find a magnet mount or even a lip mount, if somebody's got one with good cable on it, I might be interested in that. I'm just cheap, you know, and I hate paying $45 or more for a magnet with a cable pulled out of it, you know.
Understand that, but if you want those two-meter 440 mag mounts, I'll get those and I'll look and see if I've got a mag mount out there with the SO239 on it, where the antenna just screws down on it. How can I get in touch with you, Robert?
Well, you can get me, you can send me a text or you can call me at this number. Everybody from vehicle warranty and Medicare have been calling me anyway on it. You can call me at area code 864-200-6914. 864-200-6914.
Text sometime tomorrow and give you a call. And if I've got those, we'll see how we can get together and work that out. But I got your phone number is 864-200-6914.
I know it's a holiday weekend come up, so no real hurry on it. But by the way, anyone that's got some good giveaway tube type working HF receivers that would like to donate, I also take donations at that number. Over.
I'll keep that in mind.
Is going to the needy in Joanna.
I'll fit that bill from time to time, don't we, Robert?
I done bought so much HF and VHF stuff in the past couple of months, I got to pay all that off, and then maybe I can really afford like an 891 or something of that sort.
Well, good luck on that.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. This is KD4SRR, and thanks for the endorsement. I'll be clear.
Care down there, and since you're mobile, you be careful out there on the mobile. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS.
Recheck. Hey, Gary, KO4NUE. Hey, listen, I need to talk with Tanner just for a second before you start to rag you. I better talk with him about that new radio just for a second.
Be still on there.
KO4YUN, KO4NUE. UN, KO4NUE. 4NUE.
KO4QLG, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, can you can you get in touch with Tanner maybe tomorrow and just make sure he's comfortable with doing that with the new High Dollar Radio?
Can definitely try.
All for, you know, experimenting and learning, but, you know, I just make sure he knows, you know, what kind of damage that can do if it's not right. And I should have told him that when I was home, but I didn't do it. So, okay, well, KO4NUE, thank you, Chris. Back to net.
Thank you, Chris. I'm sure Chad will enter that way. Well, let's see here. Chad, KO4NUE, you're first up on the rag chew list. Matter of fact, you're the only rag chewer I got marked. What have you been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS, KO4NUE. Well, Gary, I'm on my iCom tonight. I've been fiddling around with it for the past couple of weeks, you know, the one I got back from repair. And let's go ahead and start off with a signal report. What do you think?
Well, good, Chad. It sounds like me and you sitting here in the same room talking. Oh, but it's sounding good. It's full quieting into the repeater.
Good deal. Second thing is, you know, I gotta ask. Gauges. Get the small bottle gauges on the outfit.
They sitting over here in the floor behind me. I didn't go out to the barn this afternoon. I should have, but I didn't. And I did bring them in and show them to my little bride though.
Those would be ideal for the small bottles. Got the, you know, small valve and the small gauges and all. But let me know, at least put them on there and make sure everything's working properly. I don't think they've ever been used, Gary. They've been put in the welding box down there in the shop for... Oh, I don't know. I'd say they've been there for 10 years. We just don't use small bottles. And I'd have to give me a set of two-stage gauges to go on the big bottles down there. And they're real nice. They got some age on them, but they work beautifully. And really pleased with them. They'll really pump out the gas when you need it. The ones I had was, I believe the diaphragm was starting to kind of struggled with Rosebud. But these just, they do the job really well.
You have a real good friend, Gary.
well, that's really good there, Chad. Since you told me that those small bottles would last about 8 minutes with the Rosebud, I told Joy, I said, I'm going to go out there and time it and see how long it lasts. She laughed at me. She said, you better not do that. I said, why? She said, you got to go fill them bottles back up.
Exactly. I expect they'll last a little longer than 8 minutes, but that Rosebud will... it'll eat it up in a heartbeat. You really need to, you know, plan your workout and go over in your mind what you're going to do. And, you know, I'm going to heat here, and this is how I'm going to do it. And Dad's bad about, especially with Rosebud, he'll take the Rosebud and lay it on the head. While he's, you know, when he's, you know, manipulating a part, he don't hear too good easily, and he'll leave it laying on the table, you know, just running, and then next thing you know, he's off distracted on something else outside of the shop, and the Rosebud's sitting there running. So, you know, you got to be careful with that thing. I mean, it just consumes a lot of fuel. But, I mean, that's what it's designed to do. It puts out a lot of heat. And, you know, So if you need to, if you need to bend.
I don't know if you timed the radio out or what, but it you were saying if you were trying to bend and it just dropped out. I don't know. I hope that wasn't something going wrong with that radio you just got back, because it was sounding really good. So I hope you just timed it out.
I did, but I will. I moved over to the Yazoo, and I'll check it out and see kind of what's going on with it. But anyway, just want to drop by and tell you how you enjoyed coffee this morning and fellowship with you and Chris. And I hope the gauges work out for you. And maybe next week or so, next week I think me and Anna's going to head up toward Tuxedo, up toward James's Way. She used to go to a camp up there called Camp Flintlock, and the camp is, you know, no longer in business. As a matter of fact, her uncle, Uncle Bill, owned it. Aunt Booty and Uncle Bill. And she spent most of her childhood up there in the summer, you know, going to camp. So this lady's bought it and kind of fixed it up. And you can rent out the old chow hall, which has got sleeping quarters in it and all. So we're going to go up there, and I'm going to try to get me an HF antenna up. I don't know if I can get to the repeater from there or not. But I'm going to try. I'm going to take my radio and my little handheld Jaggy and see what I can do from there.
No, I believe you can get into the repeater from up there and without a problem, but I understand that. I hope you and Anna have a good little trip up that way. And we'll get together, like I said, and I'll put that thing, I'll go out there and put those things on tomorrow, and I'll let you know tomorrow evening or sometime tomorrow. Especially, you know, if I don't have any trouble, I'll let you know probably on the net, or I may just call you and aggravate you a little bit. But I'll let you know about those. I'm sure they will work great. And I appreciate all the information that you put out this morning. Or, you know, you put on a good classroom. If I just remember about half of it, I ought to be doing good. But I don't know if I can remember that much or not. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, one thing I forgot to tell you was, you know, the settings on the gauges, they've just not going to apply with the Rosebud now. You know, you got a little bit more liberty with the Rosebud to, you know, crank things up a little bit, depending on, you know, what you want out of it. But when you get it started up and it gets to going real good, oh, it'll sound like a jet engine starting up, and it just, you know, when the turbine winds up or spools up, and then when it gets about right or gets up to temp, it'll all disappear, and you'll hear just a big rushing noise. So that's get your little blue flames right around your nozzles and let her eat.
It kind of excited about getting out there and playing with it a little bit. Of course, I say play with it. You're not really playing with it. You're learning how to use a new tool. I've used them before, but like I said, I've never been told a lot of the things that you told me earlier today about rosettes and all of that sort of stuff. So I learned quite a bit this morning, and I enjoyed having the coffee with you over there with you and Chris. We had a good time, as always, and look forward to doing it again.
Gary, and tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I'm gonna let you get on. I'm gonna watch me I might watch me some Howdy Doody. I've been watching like you said a couple weeks ago for Buffalo Bob, and YouTube doesn't have anything on Buffalo Bob. But if you do a Google search for Howdy Doody, there's where you can find Buffalo Bob. So Howdy Doody. It took me a little bit to warm up to it, but you know, we've been checking it out, and having a few laughs, you know. But I'll let you go, bud. And I did enjoy the fellowship this morning. 73 is Gary, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Like I said, I would look forward to doing it again, and I'll get those things put together tomorrow and fire it up and see how things work from there, and I'll let you know. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and we'll hopefully get to see y'all again real soon. I know we'll be talking to you on the radio, but I hope we get to see you before too long. Y'all take care. Have a great evening. What's best of it. Enjoy your Howdy Doody shows. Mork for Mork. Nanu, Nanu. Have a great evening there, buddy. Talk to you later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are doing well tonight. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. Good to hear you, my friend. Nice hearing you and Chad having a little chat there. No comments, no traffic tonight, Gary. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KC4YLC, Mr. David down there at Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us. And AK4HR, Mr. Bill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And Mike, I believe it was Saturday night that you were calling, or the last time you called anyway. Joy was listening to you, and she said, "Who in the world is that?" And I said, "That's Mike." She said, "I don't know. That name sound familiar." And I described you to her, and she said, "What's the matter with him tonight?" I said, "His eye teeth can't see what he's trying to say."
Definitely out of sorts for some reason on Saturday night. I'm not quite sure what it was. And then I had two people check in with the same name, and I thought I had messed up my log, and I kept hitting the call signs, and it kept, you know, how it, anyway, it looks up, and I was like, this can't be right. And he even told me that was just one of the faux pas I made on Saturday night. I was in rare form, that's for sure. That was a good example of how not to call a net, so I'm going to try not to do that again.
Comment. So, Mike, I'm gonna let you know. Fred got me too. He's got me twice with that because his dad's name's Fred too, and I think he kind of likes that a little bit. But he got me twice, so don't feel bad. KO4NUE.
I appreciate you coming in and saying that, because I did feel silly, because I kept hitting the refresh button, and I went over to QRZ and looked it up. I was like, this does not look right. But, again, I was having a tough time Saturday. I'm not sure if my tired was showing or exactly what was going on. I'll try and do better next time. That's all I can say. But, anyway, back to you, Gary. 73 to you and everyone on that.
No, it's a lot of fun sitting here behind the microphone, writing all these calls down. I think everybody needs to try it at least once and see what it's like. I can remember my first time, and I'm sure you can too. I was sitting here in front of the microphone, and there was a puddle of water down around my chair. I mean, I was sweating bullets that night, and once I got into it, you know, got about, maybe halfway through the alphabet doing the, writing the call signs, I calmed right down, and ever since then, I've been fine. Like to run my mouth too much sometimes, but that's okay, too. But don't feel bad about it. We all have these off days, and that just proves one thing. We're all human.
Hey, it is a lot of fun. I just feel bad, and I think, again, we put more pressure on ourselves than anybody else does most of the time. But, you know, you just want to make sure you try and get their call sign right the first time, because it's just like your name, you know. When somebody gets your name incorrect or something, you know, maybe not quite as important, but you want to try and do it the right way each time. So, yeah, it definitely was. I've had a couple of nights like that, had issues with computers before, and one time I tried to call the net over at the in-laws' house, just took my laptop over there and tried to, you know, get out of my comfort zone a little bit. And occasionally I like to do that, change things up a little bit, just to make sure I can operate somewhere outside of where I normally am, comfortably sitting at my desk. But I'm not sure exactly what was going on Saturday night, but I'll try not to repeat that one. But practice makes perfect, and I'm far from that, so you know, I'll just have to keep practicing.
That's the reason I don't use a computer, Mike. I still do it the old-fashioned way with pencil and paper. I did it with ink pen there for a while, but I kept running out of ink right in the middle of a call sign. I'd have to throw the ink pen in the garbage and grab another one. So I started using pencils, and now I break pencil points, or did. And now I use a mechanical pencil, and I've got two of them. And they both got lead, and I make sure they're filled up and primed and ready to go. And sometimes the point, I click it. Sometimes I'm fast enough, sometimes I'm not. But I just picked at you a little bit about that. You called a good net Saturday night. Appreciate you calling it. You take care. Tell Miss Angela we said hello, and y'all have a great evening, what's left of it. Good talking with you for a few minutes this evening, Mike. Really enjoyed it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Had a grand total of 72 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all are the ones that make the net. Come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cram. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.